Hey everyone, Gronk here telling you to check out DraftKings.com, my home for 1 week fantasy football.
You're now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of Mac Bizzo Radio. Today is October the 1st, 2015, and we've got all kinds of great stuff for you on the show. Sometimes life calls and you got to take a day or two off, but hang in there. We've got an extremely full episode of information for you. So, of course, some player news to go over, okay? We've got the Fantasy-O-Matic green light rankings this week, okay? We've got the salary multipliers for some players that are kicking it into high gear for you, okay? We've got market share, okay? Who's commanding the most of your FanDuel and DraftKings dollars? We've got red zone targets, and then I've got a whole bunch of players in week four that I want to go over their matchups with you four. So let's hop into that. Jacob Tammy, concussion, did not practice on Thursday. DeMarco Murray, full in Thursday's practice. Johnny Manziel probably will see the field against the Chargers. I do believe there's probably some Benjamin injury stuff going on there, so don't count on that. Sammy Watkins, probably want to keep him out of your lineups completely, and that's probably along with LeSean McCoy, unless you'll get breaking news at game time that they're going to go. Julio Jones not present for the start of Thursday's practice. Arian Foster, a game time decision. So if you want to wait around right on the wire of information to be setting your DFS lineups, you can pay attention to that there. Andrew Luck, shoulder limited Thursday practice. Eric Decker returning to Jets practice, getting a limited session. Chris Ivory getting a full session. Riley Cooper of the Eagles returned to practice. Christine Michael in the mix for the Cowboys, apparently getting first team reps. Kind of like the Dunbar situation over there as well. Tevin Coleman has started to run, but he is not ready to practice at this point. Duke Johnson Jr. Jr. is about the phase that he's working into the offense. Todd Gurley still adjusting to the Rams offense there. Charles Johnson unsure for week four. Probably want to, check that right there. Melvin Gordon wants to get a touchdown. Well, who doesn't, you know? DeSean Jackson did not practice on Thursday. Jonathan Stewart did not practice on Thursday, okay? Setback for Victor Cruz, not going to play week four. It's probably a good idea. If you want to get Max the double X in your lineup, against the Steelers, definitely Gilmore going to be out, and who knows, okay? Who knows? Travis Benjamin limited with a injury in the ribs, and not really seeing any of that action. Sam Bradford said he will not force the ball downfield. Every year, you kids and Sam Bradford fans, I just, I, I don't get it. Maybe there's some Homer story, you know, that I don't know about the guy. I just, fantasy, yeah, dumpster fire, that guy. Get rid of him. You know, and as soon as I say that, he's going to go throw for, 422 yards. Anyway, Andre Johnson, his time will come. Yeah, okie dokie. Drew Brees getting some first team reps and better chances about playing in week four. They also moved some salary cap around to try to get a player in at tight end for Drew Brees. I believe that was some contract kind of adjustments that he made on his end. And, yeah, LeSean McCoy basically out. You know, Carlos Williams is going to be in everybody's lineup. Maybe 40% or more of DFS lineups. The big thing this year that I notice in the gaming side of the industry, as you, the player, should know, information traveling a lot faster. You have hardly any time at all in your season-long leagues to be able to go and grab a guy. I've noticed that managers getting a lot more information a lot faster. I noticed that the media pushes the information out probably, you know, compared to the last couple of years, they're trying to push it out 24, 36 hours faster. And, you know, nothing wrong with that. You know, so a lot of people getting the info. So just think about that. You know, you might want to go contrarian if, you know, here's a situation where, hey, he's going to get the workload. He's going to be the hot commodity. He's got the best price. If he puts up 8 or 10 points, he could knock a whole bunch of people out of contention. But then again, you know, I was lucky enough to play Devontae Freeman last week. And, hey, what a crazy score. Don't think that that's going to, stuff like that happens very often. Really doesn't. Anyway, Devontae Adams in the boot. So boot him out of your starting positions there. Lamar Miller is not listed on this week's injury report. I would suppose you're still going to see some Chris Johnson action there, even if Ellington comes back. John Brown limited in a Wednesday practice with a little bit of a shoulder situation there. Looks like Fitz is hungry and performing well for that number one role. One quick thing that I want to throw out to you in your DFS lineups. Many, many times I have correlated daily fantasy sports in a basic strategy correlation to the game of blackjack. And I want to continue on with a new presentation for you. So the example would be insurance, okay? If the dealer's showing an ace, I have the ability to buy insurance. And that way, if the dealer gets blackjack, I don't necessarily lose my bet at that time, depending on the, you know, particular rules of the table. But anyway, so especially in the quarter arcade, which is a lot of people's favorites, you know, you can play tons and tons of lineups, and shoot, 10 lineups cost you $250, huh? Big deal, big deal. So anyway, here's how you buy your insurance. Let's say you're in a situation where there are three awesome wide receivers on a team, and you like their quarterback, and you think everybody has a great matchup. Everything on paper looks phenomenal, okay? So what you do, go ahead and plan three rosters out, and you pick that quarterback three times, A, B, C on your receivers, and then you've bought in to all probability. We'll be back after the break.
Like, subscribe, or follow Mac Bizzle Radio on Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and more. Be a part of the DraftKings.com community. Use the referral link, MacBizzle, or enter promo code MacBizzle and start earning money now. Make a deposit, pick a roster, and start winning cash now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Pick a new lineup for any game. Listen here for fantasy football and fantasy basketball advice and cheat sheets customized to the DraftKings.com scoring system. It's easy to win money at DraftKings.com. You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Cruising back with you on Mac Bizzo Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for catching the show. You are the fuel and always appreciated. So do like, subscribe, follow, and all that jazz. Let's move into players who are performing above salary. Now, we've only had one game for Clay Harbor, 13.3 points there, and at the ultra cheap salary that they were. They got you much more than 2-3 times their salary, okay? One game out of Jeremy Curley, okay? 15.3 points, same story with Clay Harbor there. But, you know, you just got to watch out, you know, say, hey, Eric Decker could have been coming back a little bit. You know, just want to throw that out there. So the Denver Broncos, 3.3K in that kind of, you know, 12 to 18 point range, but generally getting you triple the investment on the salary. Now, we talked about Carlos Williams earlier, so it looks like somewhere between 10 and, 17 point range there for a player like that. But at 3.4K, you should be able to get, let's say, at the low end, 1 to 2 times your salary back. A player that has had a little bit of ups and downs, but generally, every week coming through for you, a little bit cheaper even now, 3.7K, Stevie Johnson, and anywhere from, 20 to, 17 to 20 point average potential there. And I think that's great potential still. Got to keep an eye on it. If Antonio Gates comes back, watch the target switch and the market share. Some other players, okay, Tyler Eifert, 1 to 2 times salary potential return for you at the 4.6K. People still liking Carson Palmer, but the price going up there, maybe 1 to 2 times potential there for you. So just some guys that I wanted to find that so far this year have been overproducing according to their DraftKings salary there for you. Let's talk a little bit about market share, and then we're gonna go through the green light fantasy-o-matic positions of the week as well. So we're gonna be paying the most for the following guys: Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, Eli Manning, Matt Ryan, and Carson Palmer. Okay, this is kind of across the industry here. Now, let's talk about the quarterbacks that are in green light matchups. So, Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan. Okay, also Andrew Luck. Okay, and then Drew Brees, but you've got the little injury situation there. I'm not really scared about the Tyrod Taylor action this week. True green light matchup there. Don't see too much difficulty for Andy Dalton. Really have no sample size for Mike Vick. And Derek Carr. Decent potential as well. So let's compare the Fantasy-O-Matic guys to pricing here in the industry. So obviously, Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck costing you a little bit more. Matt Ryan, okay, looks like $6,900 on DraftKings, but it looks like about $8,400 on FanDuel. And so DraftKings a little bit better of a deal there. I would say I've never been an Eli Manning fan, but a better option on FanDuel at $7,800. So there's a, you know, a couple guys that are right neck and neck, you know, kind of on the fence there to think about. But yeah, you're going to pay a little bit more for your Cam Newton, Russell Wilson, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Andrew Luck, and Aaron Rodgers. And then I think a lot of people probably going to play Aaron Rodgers this week. Matt Ryan, you know. So I have it tough time believing that Tyrod Taylor is still contrarian at this point. And I think some Derek Carr there. So if you're making some QB lineups and you want, like, you know, let's say you're doing the quarter arcade, you want 10 of them, you know, you can make one, two, okay? We just talked about insurance before the break. So you can make two, Derek Carr and Amari Cooper, Derek Carr and Michael Crabtree, okay? So there's that stack for you. Cruising along through here. Andy Dalton, A.J. Green going to be ultra popular after last week's performance. So Tyrod Taylor, do you want to pick a Woods, Robert Woods, and try that? Or should you just throw in the tight end Clay, not Clay Harbor, but Charles Clay there? Cam Newton, maybe, you know, you don't have to really stack him with anybody else. The Drew Brees stacks basically at this point costing people money. So you can do the same thing with Carson Palmer, stack one with Brown, stack one with Fitz, Russell Wilson, Jimmy Graham. It's just, you know, hasn't been as exciting. Joe Flacco, not in a true green light matchup. And I think a lot of people really going to throw that Steve Smith stack in there. You could go Max Williams and, you know, gamble that way. So, you know, that's, you know, the gamble's obviously more of a GGP. GPP. And let's move on here to the next position. We're going to talk about running back. Let's get into the guys that are demanding the market share in salary for you, both FanDuel and DraftKings. So Eddie Lacy, Arian Foster, Matt Forte, Marshawn Lynch, Jamal Charles, Le'Veon Bell, and Adrian Peterson. You're also going to start paying more for Latavius Murray, okay? You're going to start paying more for Mark Ingram, okay? LeSean McCoy, high price, but again, out. And so everybody is going to be on the replacement like we saw last week with the Atlanta game, okay? So some other guys, you're going to start paying more for Joseph Randall even. Devontae Freeman, still kind of cheap on DraftKings, $5,200, but a lot more on FanDuel. Same kind of story with him and Carlos Hyde. You know, both of those guys, you know, not necessarily ultra expensive on DraftKings, but definitely more per dollar over on FanDuel. You could even throw Frank Gore into that mix, but he's a little bit cheaper there. Some other guys, though, way down here at the bottom. Just want to see if there's anything. Reggie Bush starting to practice again. You're going to see him really cheap. I really don't know if he is a play yet at this point. But there's PPR potential there. So, you know, $3,800 on DraftKings, you know, if he has news that he's actually going to be on the field getting a substantial amount of touches. Amir Abdullah, still pretty risky, pretty cheap on both sites there. TJ Yeldon starting to creep up a little bit on the FanDuel. So I just like seeing the contrast between the two. But let's move on to total red zone targets for running backs. And believe it or not, Matt Forte at 5 here, Jamaal Charles with 4. The following running backs have 3 red zone targets. Note Theo Riddick, okay, Devontae Freeman, Marshawn Lynch, DeMarco Murray, Bishop Sankey, and Mike Davis, okay? Mark Ingram has a couple, Danny Woodhead, Bilal Powell, Jonathan Grimes, Amir Abdullah, Le'Veon Bell, Damian Williams, Lorenzo Taliaferro, you know, and then the list kind of goes on and on from there. But I want to talk about some green light matchups at the running back position here. Ranked number 1, Le'Veon Bell, but it's not a true green light matchup. At number 2, Jamaal Charles, his situation, absolutely. Matt Forte's situation with Oakland, yeah, absolutely. Adrian Peterson, it's not a true green light matchup, but the only reason it's not is 0.01 modifier into that kind of yellow light spectrum there. So pretty much green light go. You know, just throwing that, hey, 1/100th of a point can definitely make a difference. If you're 220.14 points and there's 3 people that all have that same score and you get, you know, 1/10th of a point, you know, 5/100th of a point, that's, you know, helps move you along. A game of inches, just like they say in football. Eddie Lacy, not a true green light matchup, but pretty damn close, 0.04 away from being Lamar Miller, only 0.28 away. So Carlos Williams actually here on the Fantasy O'Mac algorithm, a true green light matchup at running back, along with Frank Gore and Latavius Murray. So there's some guys to consider here. Alfred Blue, not good on the Houston side of the matchup, but good against the other side of it there. And you know, hey, it just, you know, it is what it is. But a little bit of potential for CJ Anderson, I think, and Jonathan Stewart. Marshawn Lynch, though, ranked 20th overall on the Fantasy-O-Matic running back list. So let's move over to wide receiver. There are a large group of wide receivers now dominating your salary market share, and if they're dominating that means if you own them, you are dominating your seasonal long leagues as well as probably your cash lineups here. So these guys are Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr., Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, AJ Green, Calvin Johnson, Randall Cobb, DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, Brandon Marshall, T.Y. Hilton, Jordan Matthews, Alshon Jeffrey, Jarvis Landry, Larry Fitzgerald, Mike Evans, Amari Cooper, Steve Smith. Okay, the list goes on and on. The one that I don't like, that I do think is still very overpriced, Brandon Cooks on FanDuel. That's $7,000, $6,100 on DraftKings. So it's a pretty big list of guys. Okay. Now, if we scroll down to market share a little bit, James Jones, not really capturing that salary cap market share yet. Pierre Garçon, not really doing it, you know, and these are good things, okay? This means you can get these guys a little bit more affordable if they're able to produce for you. So, talked about, you know, Crabtree is going to be inconsistent, but if you buy your insurance, get the stack on the right week, you should be good to go. We do like Rishard Matthews, meaning me and tons of other people in the industry, pretty affordable salaries, I think, on both sides, $6,400 and $4,400. But I do want to say, for the record, I generally fade the Thursday game. I generally fade the London games. London games are more of a kind of a ground and pound scenario. So you just, yeah, you never really know. It's a lot of travel, a little bit more fatigue. Some other guys that are more affordable that you might like on either FanDuel or DraftKings, maybe a guy like Leonard Hankerson, $5,600 and $3,700 on DraftKings. So it just seems pretty easy this season to make more affordable rosters on DraftKings. It just doesn't seem as hard as it has the last couple of years prior. And Robert Woods, $5,400 FanDuel, $3,100 DraftKings. Who knows if he's going to be able to get past the coverage there as the number one. But, yeah, just throwing that out there. So some red zone targets for these players, okay? Jarvis Landry, not in the tippy top, but him, along with Julio Jones and A.J. Green, have both had 7 red zone targets. Next up with 6 red zone targets, Julian Edelman, DeAndre Hopkins, Brandon Marshall, Randall Cobb, and Vincent Jackson. Boy, V-Jack's not really converting there, obviously. In your next tier with 5 red zone targets, Larry Fitzgerald, Jeremy Maclin, Anquan Boldin, Marvin Jones. Okay, definitely like that name, both for waiver wire pickups, for lower salaries in DFS across the industry. Anquan Boldin, you can't really rely on anything from Colin Kaepernick at this point. So with 4 red zone targets, look at the name correlations here. A couple big names, couple almost scrub names. I mean, really? Check this out. So with 4 red zone targets, Calvin Johnson, Michael Crabtree, Jordan Matthews, T.Y. Hilton, Jermaine Kearse, Stevie Johnson, and Devontae Parker? Almost wondering if the stat sheet's lying to me here. 3, we've got a bigger group. Antonio Brown, Nate Washington, Allen Robinson, Dante Moncrief, Leonard Hankerson, Kendall Wright, Travis Benjamin, Terrence Williams, Rashad Green, Willie Snead. Okay, there's a name to throw out there for you, especially deeper leagues. Cheap, risky fantasy option. Eddie Royal, Andrew Hawkins, James Jones, Cole Beasley, Eric Decker, Jordan Norwood. The list kind of goes on and on with the red zone targets for the list of 3. But let's move on to awesome green light matchups for wide receivers. Now, we really don't know about Antonio Brown with Mike Vick. So you're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Hey, just do it, okay? For 1 week, all your Steelers safety blankets, forget about it, okay? Almost a true green light matchup for Randall Cobb, the 0.03 away from actually being a true green light matchup there. It's just so funny this week, the way the numbers playing out. 0.07 away from Julio Jones being your true green light matchup. 0.14 from Odell Beckham Jr. So these guys are just all awesome. Terrence Williams has an awesome green light matchup. The problem there is actually definitely the quarterback. This could be another week to head with Steve Smith if William Gay is going to be coverage there. Yeah, Steve Smith will probably make him look silly. DeAndre Hopkins, Jordan Matthews, these are green light matchups for you. Again, players ultra, ultra close, just, you know, on the verge of just barely a point. So from being true green light matchups, here's James Jones, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Jeremy Maclin, Mike Evans. It definitely, if they're trying to put Janoris Jenkins on Larry Fitzgerald, You're going to have to take advantage there. You're going to have to take advantage of the Michael Crabtree situation in Oakland. We'll be back after the break with tight end position.
Hey, everyone. Gronk here telling you to check out DraftKings.com, my home for one-week fantasy football.
All right, cruising back with you on Mac Bizzo Radio. You got some players that you just maybe got to not plug in this week. Roddy White, Calvin Johnson ranked 27th overall. Mike Wallace ranked 28th overall. Probably got to do the fade on Stevie Johnson and Pierre Garçon. These are just guys that don't really look like they're going to be in a good situation for you. Jarvis Landry, super low in the mix. 40th overall there. And so that's definitely something to be aware of. Looking at some other guys here, big names really low in the mix this week. Keenan Allen, Brandon Cooks, that's at 57th and 58th overall. Andre Johnson, 64th overall. And I do like Leonard Hankerson just because he's kind of the, you know, two receiver 2B and, you know, Roddy White's receiver 2A, so to speak. But 69th. Overall there, but, you know, if he ends up being open, you know, Tyler Lockett, pretty risky, okay, pretty risky there, and, yeah, if he hadn't got that punt return last week, shoot, he'd be struggling. Jimmy Graham, okay, moving over to tight end position, market share, okay, with Gronk being out. We've got Jimmy Graham, Greg Olsen, Travis Kelce, Tyler Eifert, Jordan Reed, and Martellus Bennett, along with Jason Witten, commanding the top salary market share across both DraftKings and FanDuel. Okay, again, a guy like Crockett Gilmore being out. A guy like Jordan Cameron doing the London game there. Kyle Rudolph, don't like the guy. Jared Cook, don't like the guy. I think I told you that I didn't really like those guys last week. Charles Clay, though, 5,200 and 3,300. And obviously with Watkins being out, that should be an increase in targets. Very affordable there. Many people along many lineups will be playing him. So let's move over to the red zone targets. We have two tight ends so far this year with seven red zone targets. That's going to be Gronkowski and Heath Miller. In the sixth category, we've got Greg Olsen and Tyler Eifert. Coming in at five, we've got Jimmy Graham, Larry Donnell, and Scott Chandler. Okay. Coming in at four, Jason Witten, Kyle Rudolph, and Jordan Cameron. Coming in with three, Travis Kelce, Clay Harbor, and Gavin Escobar. Jordan Reed with two, along with Eric Ebron. And then guys like Owen Daniels, Gary Barnage, you know, all that craziness there. So let's move on to the green light matchups here for tight end position. You've got your top three all in true green light matchups here. Jimmy Graham, Charles Clay, and Jason Witten. There's one, two, three for you. Coming in at number four, Travis Kelce. And almost a true green light matchup. You're 0.16 away there. And Greg Olsen, you're 0.28 away there from being true green light matchups. They're coming in at 4-5. You've got Jordan Cameron, Martellus Bennett. Everybody says play the tight end position against the Oakland Raiders. You'll see what happens. Who knows? Kobe Fleener, okay? Heard some really interesting situations here about the types of plays that he runs specifically on week four. Almost a true green light matchup, more of a risky tournament play there. Some guys that you probably need to be aware that might not be as capable for you. So filling in for Crockett Gilmore here is at Max Williams, So it looks pretty even, Steven, but it's not a true green light matchup there. And, probably don't want to do the Josh Hill, Ben Watson thing. Who knows with Clay Harbor and almost a green light matchup. Even though he's ranked 23rd overall, Tyler Eifert, almost a true green light matchup for him. Just not a lot of awesome setups there at the tight end position this week for you. But I want to blast through some other important names and their situations to talk about going into the week here to wrap up the show. Antonio Brown. Okay, so obviously the Michael Vick scenario here. Dealing with the Ravens, you just got to kind of sit and watch. Okay, so coming off a great performance against Kansas City, Aaron Rodgers again facing the 49ers, who have allowed over 300 yards in the air the last couple weeks there. AJ Green having a huge game last week. And I believe Kansas City has another cornerback out. And they're allowing just all kinds of passing attack from their rivals. James Jones, touchdowns consistently. How long is this going to last? Watch for regression analysis. When players overperform, you saw it with Gronkowski, a couple amazing weeks, kind of score came back down to earth, him and Edelman. So there's a great example for you of one situation that's already occurred there. Brandon Marshall finding the end zone as well. The Dolphins allowing at least 250 passing yards per contest so far. Emmanuel Sanders, okay, could be in line for a big game too. Okay, we'll see how effective Peyton Manning, the defense, and the run game are. Greg Olsen, probably going to try to build off a pretty big week. This is a divisional matchup against the Bucks. Jimmy Graham, he's going to be looking to, get me the ball. I thought that was totally cool. He was so smart when he got the touchdown. He ran into where the sun was shining for his celebration, for a better photo op there. I don't know if people catch little things like that. Odell Beckham Jr., he gets a matchup, obviously, against the Buffalo Bills pass defense that has yielded some yards there, okay? Matt Ryan trying to build off a strong start as well. He's facing the Texans here, so potential for a 300-yard bonus there. Yeah, I think so. Amari Cooper could be set up for a big performance. The Bears have just been struggling there. Melvin Gordon, so far, walking into a pretty good matchup situation here. Martellus Bennett is another guy that mentioned, Jimmy Clausen, though, is the quarterback. So if you're going to be one of these people that would be like, hey, I'm going to play Martellus Bennett because every tight end that plays against Oakland gets a lot of points, look at Jimmy Clausen before you make that decision, please. Joe Flacco supposedly rekindled a little bit of this fire with Steve Smith. Really? Check it out. It's happening on the field. And so watch out for that. Latavius Murray, busted out again last week. The Bears, again, just struggling here. Tyrod Taylor, again, going against the Giants. The Giants have allowed over 300 in passing yards per game. Larry Fitzgerald seems to be on fire there with Carson Palmer. Palmer seems to be doing a pretty amazing job. Again, Jordan Reed is the matchup consideration there. So now this Washington-Philly game, you really got to watch the weather. Be leery of actually playing anybody in this game because you don't want to get them stuck in your lineups. So, you know, just kind of watch that situation there. Maybe want to even fade it. Eli Manning, let's just move on to Julio Jones. He's way cooler than Eli Manning. Tyler Eifert is, you know, just another guy in a good matchup this week along with Julio. But, hey, this is, you know what, against Kansas City, right? Ranked almost last in passing yards and touchdowns, you know. So just talked about Joe Flacco. Have to mention Steve Smith in that same scenario. He's just huge yards the, you know, last couple weeks, you know. And Randall Cobb coming off some good games for you. So he's a guy to think about. Talked briefly about Derek Carr, you know. Bears not doing good. Mentioned that a couple times already. Allen Robinson, kind of the big play target guy. The Colts so far in the bottom third of defenses there. Adrian Peterson now leading the league in rushing after 3 weeks, but facing the Denver defense. You know, how much do you want to, you know, buy that stock? DeAndre Hopkins continues to be productive despite an inconsistent quarterback situation there. Ted Ginn, you know, kind of getting close to that 100-yard mark. If we could just get Cam to soften up a little bit, you know, put some spray glue on Ted Ginn's gloves, I think you'd have a match there. Giovanni Bernard out-touching Jeremy Hill. I think we saw a little bit of this early last year, so don't give up on Jeremy Hill yet. Obviously, guys, you know, other guys are just awesome in good situations. Travis Kelce, Carson Palmer, Jamal Charles, Cam Newton, again, you know, building off great performances there. Yeah, so what I'm going to do right now is just thank you guys for tuning into the show. And we'll wrap up right here. Coming up tomorrow is going to be the Flex Show. And we're going to try to throw some of the Yahoo DFS content into the show as well. So, yeah, people have been asking. We'll get you the info. Like, subscribe, follow Mac Bizzo Radio. It's all at MACBIZZO Mac Bizzo.
You have been listening to Mac Bizzo Radio. Like on Facebook, follow on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes, listen on Blog Talk Radio, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo.